Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hello, 我是 Echo.
And we're coming at you today with an absolute beginner dialogue that's all about phone etiquette.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see.
Wei?
Wei?
你是谁？
谁啊？你在跟谁说话呢？
电话里哇哇的，听不清楚。喂，你听听。
喂。喂，说话。
听不清吧？
嗯。
挂了吧。喂。喂。你是谁？
谁啊？你在跟谁说话呢？
电话里哇哇的，听不清楚。喂，你听听。
喂。喂，说话。
听不清吧？
嗯。
挂了吧。
Okay, we're back. Now we're going to go through this line by line. Echo will read one of the lines from the dialogue, and then I'll give an explanation. Now, the first line is...
喂?
Which is just, huh? Hello? This is the normal phone greeting, just, yeah.
喂?
And this is a second tone, so it's a rising tone. The next line is...
你是谁?
So, who are you?
你是谁?
Really, it's you are who.
Whom, yeah. 谁呀?
Who? Who's this?
你在跟谁说话呢?
Who are you talking to?
电话里哇哇哇的听不清楚。
So, 电话里 is on the phone, or literally in the phone. 哇哇哇的, like, it's all 哇哇哇。听不清楚, I can't hear clearly.
喂, 你听听。
喂, here, you listen.
喂。
Hello?
说话。
Say something.
听不清吧。
Can't hear clearly, can you?
嗯。
嗯。
挂了吧。
Hang it up. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue again, bearing all of this in mind, and then we'll come back with some stuff to watch out for in this lesson.
Mm-hmm. 喂? 喂? 你是谁?
谁啊?你在跟谁说话呢?
电话里哇哇的听不清楚。喂,你听听。
喂?喂，说话。
听不清吧？
嗯。
挂了吧。
Okay, we're back, and most of the stuff in this lesson is vocabulary.
Yes.
The very basic stuff, like who.
谁。
Or speak.
说话。
Or phone.
电话。
We will mostly not deal with. But there's some stuff that's really worth listening for. The first is when he says, I can't hear clearly.
听不清楚。听不清楚。
听 is to listen, or to hear. 不 is not. And 清楚 is clear.
听不清楚。
I can't hear you clearly.
Just notice that 清楚, the second character is the neutral tone.
Yeah.
清楚.
Yeah, it's a first tone and then a neutral tone. Now, you can use something very like this if you don't understand what somebody's saying. You can say, I don't understand what you're saying.
我听不懂.
So, 我 is I. 听 is the same one, it's listen. 不, not. 懂 is understand.
听不懂。
I can't understand you.
我听不懂。
Or maybe you do understand and you can't hear them clearly.
我听不清楚。Or 我听不清。
Yeah, that's something the guy says later on in the dialogue, and it's really the same as 听不清楚. It's just a shorter way of saying it.
听不清。
So with both of these, if you're just starting out learning Chinese, you're probably going to use them, and there's no shame in that. And there are a lot of sentences where you can use them. Like, you could say, I can't understand what you're saying.
你的话我听不懂。
So, 你的话, your speech or your words, 我听不懂, I don't understand them. Please speak English, I don't understand.
请说英语,我听不懂。
So, 请说, please speak, 英语 is English, I don't understand.
我听不懂。
Very, very common, no shame in using it. Now let's listen to this dialogue one last time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
喂？喂？你是谁？
谁啊？你在跟谁说话呢？
电话里哇哇的，听不清楚。喂，你听听。
喂？喂，说话。
听不清吗？
嗯。
挂了吧。
So Echo, did this happen a lot to you? Do you get a lot of calls? Or?
Not really. Sometimes I will use 听不清 like if the signal is very poor, it's very weak,
yeah.
I will say that. 我听不清,我听不清楚,喂,你说什么? It's pretty useful.
Yeah, well I remember a few years ago, people had those little 小灵通.
Yes, oh my god.
And there were these sort of cheap mobile phones. Yeah, really terrible sound quality. And that was just every time somebody called you, you had to say.
Not 铃脑通 at all.
No. And you just had to say, you know, sorry, you know,
我听不清。
And you really couldn't, no matter how good the signal was supposed to be. I think that's it for today's lesson.
Yeah. And if you have anything you 听不懂, you can always write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or post on the site.
Yeah. Look forward to hearing from you. Have fun.
再见。